The world is currently on the brink of crisis, with Ukraine and a nuclear-armed Russia locked into a deadly, ever-evolving conflict. In Europe, there are energy shortages just as the cold chill of winter begins to set in and affect millions of people. In the US, we've got runaway inflation. In China, it's an ongoing pandemic. And across the globe, millions of people do not have reliable access to clean drinking water, sufficient food, or basic medical care. To borrow the words of Bonnie Tyler, it's in dire times like these that we need a hero. And just as our good fortune would have it, in our moment of greatest need, a draft-dodging, self-proclaimed superhero has indeed emerged from multiple bankruptcies, allegations of misconduct, and impeachment to save us all simply by selling an NFT collection for $99 each. I don't know that it makes a whole lot of sense, or that he's the superhero we asked or wanted for, but in today's video, we're talking all about Trump's superhero NFT collection. Before starting today's video, I just wanted to give a big thank you for all the support, but also let you know that I'm really working hard to build up my channel. So if you could support the channel by liking the video, subscribing, or even sharing it with a friend that you think might be interested, that would mean the world to me. So without any further ado, thanks again for the support, and let's jump into today's video. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is the Part-Time Economist, and in today's video, we are talking all about former President Trump's superhero NFT collection. I will be honest with you all, this one was an absolute doozy. I did not see it coming. I don't know that anyone could have predicted this level of Trumpness. We're going to talk all about it in the video, but I first want to say, we're talking about NFTs. This is not financial advice. It's not investment advice. Don't do anything with your money based on today's video. Also, there's a little bit of political discussion in this video simply because Trump is a political figure. But again, I'm not telling you he's great, he's bad, you should vote for him, you shouldn't vote for him. I'm more analyzing this in the context of his NFT collection. So, agenda for the video, I wanted to describe the NFT collection, Trump superhero NFT collection specifically, and then get a little bit more into why this perhaps made him a lot of money, the future money-making potential of this NFT drop, and then what this says about future fundraising for political activities. We're going to get into it, but let me set the stage here. A couple days ago, Trump was saying he's going to make a major announcement, and as I mentioned in the headlines, there's a lot of big stuff going on in the world. So people were saying maybe he's going to announce something related to his presidential run for the upcoming election. Maybe he's got some kind of new information about Ukraine or something like that, right? Something big, something important. But a lot of people were kind of disappointed because his NFT collection was the big announcement. And I will be honest with you, I initially thought this was fake. I thought someone had done a deepfake video of Trump to sell this NFT collection. The video itself is so bad. If you're watching the video, some of the words don't really flow that well. And I was thinking, okay, this is a total deepfake video. And then even within the video itself, some of the things that he's saying are just so bizarre that you're thinking no presidential hopeful in their right mind can say this. He says, I'm greater, or I'm better than Lincoln, I'm better than Washington. So for those of you who live outside the US or who aren't familiar with it, President Lincoln and President Washington are widely regarded by both political parties as kind of the best, or at least the top versions of US presidents, right? Obviously, even good presidents have done bad things. No one is perfect. I get that. But Washington was the first US president, led us through the Revolutionary War, helped us gain our independence. And even after that, he was so popular that he could have kept being president basically as long as he wanted and been the king of the US, right? But he deliberately stepped away from that power because he thought it was important to show that no matter how great a president is, no matter how powerful they are, at the end of the day, they need to step back and let someone else peaceably take the power. Likewise, Lincoln. Again, not that everything he did was perfect, but he led us through a bloody civil war, he kept the country together, and he freed countless slaves. Again, not saying they did everything right, but they're generally regarded as, hey, what's an example of a good president? Washington, Lincoln, maybe a Roosevelt, something like that, right? So for someone to say that I'm not only equal with them, but that I'm above them, especially someone like Trump, right, which has been accused of stuff with his taxes, draft dodging, has literally been impeached, right? Kind of hit the wrong note for a lot of people. And like I said, I'm not giving this as a political commentary to say that Trump is terrible or anything like that, but just that I legitimately thought this is not a real thing. This is someone using a fake. This is someone, you know, just coming up with stuff, trying to make a quick buck. But the crazy thing here is that this is actually for real. If we look at this, this no joke, Trump is behind this collection. He's tweeting from, well, not tweeting. He's on his Truth Social saying, yeah, this is the real deal. I'm behind it. This is me. So absolutely bonkers there. But let's take a look at the actual collection itself. So like I said, these are Trump trading cards. He's in various superhero poses. There's a sweepstakes where you can win a Zoom call with him, where you can win golfing on one of his golf courses. But the funny thing is, if you read the fine print, or even if you didn't read the fine print, it clearly says that you don't actually have to buy one of his NFTs to be entered into the sweepstakes. So what has this NFT collection done for Trump, and what can this NFT collection teach us about future ways of political fundraising? So anytime I'm looking at an NFT collection, one place that I really like to go is OpenSea. This is an NFT marketplace, one of the leading NFT marketplaces. So when you go to a collection, and when we talk about NFTs, a collection is just kind of like an issue or a volume, right? So this is the Trump NFT collection. It will tell you that there are 45,000 items, when it was created, a creator fee, and then the chain that it is on. Now, this is important for a variety of reasons. Number one, there are 45,000 of these that were created. If we go up here and do a little bit of math, $99 each, that made Trump about, we'll call it $4.5 million off of this NFT sale. And again, this sold out pretty much, if it wasn't instantly, it was the same day or the next day. So made him a lot of quick money. But on top of that, something that you'll notice about NFTs that has implications for the future of political fundraising is we see something known as a creator fee. Now, what a creator fee is a recurring fee. So let's suppose that Trump sold his initial NFT for $99. Now, let's suppose at some point in the future, someone sells this for $1,000. This creator fee means that every single time the NFT is transferred, 10% of that fee gets back to the original creator. So not only did Trump make $4.5 million off the initial sale, he's going to have a constant passive income stream for as long as these NFTs are sold. Now, that is something that obviously we've been talking a lot about with regards to album sales, right? The artist creates their song, they release them as an NFT, and then whenever that NFT is sold, they get that constant revenue stream. But let's think about this from a political standpoint as well. If a politician needs to raise a lot of money for some kind of fundraiser, they can do their initial NFT sale, but what politician is going to be content with just getting a lump sum of money? They're going to have ongoing expenses. Maybe they've got a re-election campaign. Maybe they need to hire more people to get out there and help them with, advertising or whatever the case is. Every single time that one of these NFTs is sold, they are going to constantly get that perpetual revenue. So what's the end result of this NFT drop from Trump? Well, number one, what does it mean for the investors? The initial price was $99 for your NFT. We can see that the current floor price is 0.375 ETH. So if we do a little bit of quick math, when I checked earlier, is 0.34 ETH. So 0.34 Ethereum times 1,178 for the price of Ethereum. Each one of these NFTs, the lowest NFT, the lowest price NFT is currently $400. So anyone that bought during the initial minting opportunity for that $99, they have the opportunity to realize a 4x profit. And that is four times literally overnight. So from an investment perspective, it turned out pretty good for the initial investors. For Trump, again, it got him that $4.5 million, and he has that perpetual income stream. So every time someone acts in their own self-interest to sell the NFT, it benefits him as well. Now, as far as how this will turn out politically, I'm not really sure, because on the one hand, NFTs are typically seen as corny and cheesy, so the fact that he made a corny, cheesy NFT is kind of in line with NFTs in general. So I don't know that that's necessarily going to hurt him. But for people like me that are kind of more in tune with American history, especially people like me that are veterans, we look towards a Washington, like a veteran, a leader of our country, and to have someone that, you know, has been accused of dodging the draft, such as Trump, say that he's better than a Washington who is this, you know, courageous leader, I don't know that that's going to help him as much. But again, this isn't a political video. It's not an economics video. It is a video about NFTs and cryptocurrency. And as I see it, from that perspective, this was a success, right? The NFT collection completely sold out. So Trump fully met his initial goal, and he's got a stream of passive revenue for the initial investors. Every single person that bought at the initial price has the opportunity as of right now to realize a minimum of a 4x gain on their investment. And keep in mind, that's just the basic cheapest NFTs. Many of them are significantly higher priced than that. And of course, you've got the sweepstakes, which you didn't have to even buy the NFT to enter anyway. So as with all of my videos, not financial advice, not political advice, but I do appreciate you sticking around and watching it. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.